Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Industry Review with One for All gift cards from Unpost. Tax-free staff rewards up to €1,500 per employee per year. Available online or at your local post office.
Yes, a new sponsored Industry Review. It's the first for us in 15 years, so we're delighted with that. And the Industry Review this week is going to focus very much here in Dingle. One of Ireland's most vibrant food towns, where the atmosphere is absolutely buzzing with Blas and the festival underway. It's a celebration of the very best in Irish produce. I'm delighted now to be joined by three local food champions whose businesses have become part of Dingle's identity. Welcome to the Industry Review, Mark Murphy of the Little Cheese Shop here right in town. His neighbour just around the corner is Justin Burgess from the Bean in Dingle. Thank you, Justin, for joining us. And Sean Murphy of the legendary Murphy's Ice Cream is also with us. So thanks for joining us, guys. Mark, I'm going to ask you about the importance of the festival and the Blas Awards to people like you who have businesses right in the town of Dingle.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks for having me, Bobby, and thanks for coming down. Yeah, it really is such an important festival for the town. And I, originally, when it set up, I was part of the original committee back 17 years or something like that. And the whole idea was to extend the season slightly. And you can see today, like, and we're so lucky here in Dingle that you're walking around today. The town is absolutely packed. It's you can see people excited the last few weeks, even our locals. You're talking about people from here, people from around Kerry, all around Ireland talking about it. And year on year, we see loads of more international visitors as well. But it is massive. The biggest thing about the weekend is really to show off the town of what we have. Come back again, see what food is here, see what you can have to drink, just have a good time and really display what our hospitality is here. But okay. It's fabulous.
Dingle's a bit like Key West. Nobody is from there and everybody has a past. You're a Carlo man. How did you find your way to Dingle?
I actually came here for a day, Bobby. And that was, I think it's over 20 odd years ago now. I came here a June bank holiday weekend. The sun was shining. Like, it was just such a great weekend. And at the time, I had just finished traveling. I was getting ready to go to college in Galway to train as a chef. I ended up going to Tralee in the end to train as a chef. But after that one day, I was like, oh, I think I might stay here. And I thought that was going to be the season 20 odd years later. And it's an amazing town.
So the Little Cheese Shop, and again, started humble beginnings. Your ethos is mainly Irish. I think you've won Parmesan, but every other cheese on that counter is Irish.
Yeah, and that's exactly. So every cheese on there, like, and I do have a fabulous Parmesan, and I always have that. It's great to have it, but everything else is Irish. And the thing about it is it blows me away constantly, like, how much Irish cheese there is there. Like, today on my counter, I'd say I have probably 40, 50 cheeses on the counter, and all of those, bar the one, are Irish. And the good thing about it is I deal directly with the farmers themselves or the cheesemakers. So you're in the loop all the time. Everyone might have something out the back that they're working on. I usually sometimes get my hands on that first and stuff. It's amazing.
Now, stay there because you've brought cheese and we'll be coming back to that.
Always bring cheese to the party.
We don't do these interviews without eating at the same time. So more of that in a minute. Let's talk to Justin Burgess from Bean and Dingle. Justin, you're very welcome.
Thanks,
your business has expanded since I was last here. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we have the shop in town, and then we decided to start roasting our coffee back in 2018. So we roast specialty coffee just outside of Dingle, about a kilometre outside of town. It's going really well.
Have you wholesale customers now as
well? We do, yeah. We have a few wholesales and a few retail markets, you know, so it's good to get out there and that. And so we're really focused on trying to source the best specialty coffee we can find using really interesting importers, new farm techniques and everything like that at origin. So yeah, we're excited to for the future.
There has been a big move in micro roasting. It's become much more affordable. The technology has moved on hugely as well. So it's maybe not as complicated as it once was. Are you finding that?
Yeah, no, we really like focus on the bean that we're getting in, and we have a few things up in the roaster that we can use, like the sample roaster. We use cupping techniques to see any defects in the bean. And then it also gives us an opportunity to really sample lots of different coffees that we want to try before we actually purchase a larger scale quantity of that coffee. And then with the roaster itself, then we use software like Cropstock, and we can put in a profile that we like when we're roasting coffee. And then we can keep that going and keep replicating, keep our consistency up. But yeah, so, and also we have a small kind of roaster. It's a 6 kilo Giessen, really, really good roaster, but it means that we can actually, you know, experiment a small batch and experiment a little bit, and also get quite unique coffees coming in as well in small quantities as well. So, and it's
good man. Right, stay with us. I want to talk to Sean Murphy. From Murphy's Ice Cream. We've spoken many times, Sean.
Good to see you again.
I always love coming to Dingle because one of the things is, you know, you don't have one shop here. I think you might have three.
Only two.
But again, this is a business grounded from here. I'm delighted to hear your success in other markets. Tell me a bit about the expansion of the business, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. Sorry, yeah, so I think in a lot of ways, for me, Murphy's Ice Cream was an excuse to live in Dingle. I think it started with Dingle. It started with, the, you know, everything this town has to offer, and both the majesty of the, you know, the nature, but also the people that were here. So it started out there and you know, getting connected in with the land. So, yeah, we've grown up from there. We've opened the shops around the country, which has been amazing, that growth, into some wholesale. And then 2 years ago, we launched into the city of Dalian in China.
My God, tell me how that came about first, and how did you execute it secondly?
Yeah. Well, so there was a couple who'd been living in Dublin for 15 years, and they'd been regular customers in our shops. They'd been to Dingle, you know, spent a lot of time with us, and contacted us and said we'd love to open up shops in China. Which seemed mad. It was a couple of years before we were ready to do it. And then they kept coming back, kept talking to us. And then they actually drove to Dingle, walked in the door. I happened to be standing in the shop and we got talking then, and it just built up out of there, you know? So we have partners on the ground. They moved back. They understand our ethos. They understand the care we put into, you know, just getting everything right and the execution and the refinement of that product and the service, just getting everything right.
And does the product get shipped from here to there, or does it get manufactured out there?
We take it's Lispol milk and it's Irish brown bread and everything. Yeah, we make the whole thing here in Dingle, and then we put it in a frozen container and put it on the literal slow boat to China.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. And are you still? What I loved about your shops as well is the culture around sampling. Yeah. You know, when there's a line outside or a queue outside the shop, and I see your staff are well trained and they walk the line. They make sure people taste the product. I just think that's a lovely way of, you know, A, endorsing your product, and B, you know, giving the customer, somebody who's waiting to give you money, you know, let them sample something, and maybe you can upsell them and everything. But I just think it's a lovely practice that seems to be embedded in the culture of your retail staff.
Yeah, definitely so. You know, I think that it's a core piece of it. I think really making sure customers get the right product for them and the right combination of flavors for them matters a lot, because people can panic and just panic order. Like I do at some, you know, if I go for some falafel place I've never been to before, you panic order that, you know, make sure people get just the right thing for them. It also helps us to really understand our customers well, because we're talking to them and we're learning from them as well. So I think it's been really powerful for us, for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, good job. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Mark, back to you. We don't have much time, and it's time to eat some cheese.
Yeah,
feed me here if you would.
So, I just brought a small selection with me, all from Kerry. What I brought was a fabulous Kerry Blue made just down on the Beira Peninsula by Sean Coles O'Sullivan. Like the colour of it, like just really rich orange. I have some Wilma's Gouda, which has been a staple from Kerry for the last 30, maybe 40 years. And then also I brought Kells Bay cheese made by Brian Lynch. Like you can sample some there yourself and you'll see yourself. It's fabulous.
Mark, I'm a lover of blue cheese. Yeah. And I just can't let this one pass me by.
And we're lucky in Ireland with such great blue cheeses. Oh. It's amazing, that one. Like, you know, just lovely, rich, you know, isn't it?
I drive all the way from Dunleary today just to taste that cheese. It's absolutely amazing. Mouthwatering. Yeah. Thank you so much for bringing
You're
it
so
in.
You're so welcome.
Justin, in terms of expansion, did you open a shop in Killarney?
Oh, we did, but unfortunately we actually had to close it kind of like after the downturn of the kind of COVID scenario and the financial impacts, I suppose, with the, you know, VAT increase and everything seemed to be going up a little bit. So we ended up closing it down and just kind of focusing a little bit more on the coffee roasting side of things. So
you basically have repositioned the business?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So we kind of started to shift towards let's focus about the roasting. Let's get some really good coffees in. We had a little bit of change in the name of the actual bag of the coffee. So we put Dingle Coffee Roasters on, just a little bit of kind of tiny bit of separation between the shop in town and but keeping the color, the branding the same. So it's going really well now, and we've moved into a kind of more a newer location as well, and you know, and it's working out really good there as well.
They say we learn more from our mistakes from our successes. I can tell you, I'm testament to that. So fair play. Yeah. Sometimes you got to learn the hard way.
Look, we gave it a go.
And just to re-engineer and reposition things. So well done.
Cheers.
Back to you, Sean, then just maybe I suppose to wrap things up. Your business, it's embedded in Dingle. You've all got all those other shops. The Chinese, could that be massive? Could it be?
China.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is that going to be?
It's a very exciting market there. Okay. You know, there's a lot of interest in high quality products that care about refinement, that care about the type of things we do. So I think it's a huge product for us and has great potential.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, thanks for the warm welcome as we always get here to Dingle. Mark Murphy from the Little Cheese Shop, Justin Burgess from Bean and Dingle, and indeed Sean from Murphy's Ice Cream. Thanks for joining us, guys. And wishing you every success in your culinary endeavors.
Great.
Thank you for
Thanks,
joining
Bobby.
Us.
Thanks,
Bobby.
So much.
Take care.
All right.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Brought to you by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.